today, Bez Hashem, we're going to learn Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Chagiga, the very last Amud of Maseches Chagiga. We will finish the Masechta Be'ezus Hashem. So we left off at a question. Why is it that I need a pasuk to tell me a Shulchan Ator Mechlal that it can become Tameh? That I need a Gzeres HaKosov to tell me that a Shulchan has the capacity to become Tameh? Of course it has the capacity to become Tameh, even if it's a Kli Asa L'Nachas, a Kli Eitz Asa L'Nachas, it should become Tameh because it's not really Kli Eitz, it's Mitzupa Zahav. So on account of the gold that surrounds it, it should be able to become Tameh. So we tried a couple of answers yesterday, so now we're going to try another one. Ela shiny shulchan, drachmana karya eitz. Shulchan is different is because the Torah calls it an eitz, even though it's mitzupa. So even this, since the shame eitz is given to it by the Torah, the status of a kli eitz cannot become batel to the tzipui, which is gold. So that's why we need Reish Lakish's drasha to tell me tahar mechal diikatame dechsev, because the pasuk says in Nevoas Yecheskel when the Malach shows the Yecheskel the Mikdash and the Kelim hamizbeach eitz shalosh hamz gavava arko shtayim amos umkso osav lo vaarko vikirosav eitz avaydabrelai ze hashulchan ashalof neHashem. Pasuk is talking about the shulchan. It's not talking about the mizbeach, even though it starts off calling it a mizbeach, and nevertheless it calls it. And bottom line is though it calls it eitz. So that's how we know that it's made out of eitz. So Gemara says, but what's going on over here? Why does the pasuk switch in the middle from calling it a mizbeach to calling it a shulchan? Pasuk b'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan. So Rabbi Yochanan Shlach Shdami Tarvayhu bizman shebeis hamigdash kayim mizbeach mechaper l'adam. When there was a beis hamigdash mizbeach was mechaper for a person. Achshav shulchan shaladam mechaper lav. What's the connection between a mizbeach and a shulchan? Now that we don't have a beis hamigdash, it is no longer a mizbeach that provides us with kapara, but our own shulchan which provides us with kapara. Kol kelim shemigdash yesham shneim. All kelim in the migdash had backup and third string kelim just in case they became tamei. Mizbeach and achoshes echsim mizbeach adama tasali. So Gemara brings the makor for Rabbi Eliezer, who's the one that said that the Mizbeach HaZav and Mizbeach HaNechoshes do not have backup in third string Kalim, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes does not, because it says Mizbeach Adama Tasali, so that's the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and it calls it Adama, meaning it has a din of Karka. Mizbeach HaZav is a din of Karka, Dixiv HaMenorava Mizbechos Viskish Mizbechos Zelazeh, that we apparently link the two Mizbechos to each other. So therefore, just like the Mizbeach HaNechoshes is like Karka and does not Mekabel Tuma, so to the Mizbeach HaZav is like Karka and is also not Mekabel Tumah. The Mishnah also said that all Kalim in the Mikdash require Tevila, except for the Mizbeach Zav and Mizbeach HaNechoshes, because they are like Karka, according to Rabbi Lazar. But the Chachomim Omrim Mnei Shein Mitzupin, that it's because they are Mitzupa. So the Mashmos of the Mishnah is that the Chum also hold that Mizbechos are not Mekabel Tumah. They just give a different explanation for it. It's because they're Mitzupa. So Gemara says, Adraba, given the mitzupin in umitamu, the fact that they're mitzupa should not be a reason for them not to be mekabel tuma. It should be a reason for them to yes be mekabel tuma, because if they were not mitzupa, they'd be kli etzasu lenachas, which is not mekabel tuma. But now that they're mitzupa with zahav with nechoshes, they should have a din of metal kalim, which are mekabel tuma. So Ema, we have to alter the Mishnah a little bit. It should say v'cham mitamin mitamin mipnei shehim mitzupin, that the Chum say that their dafka do become tamei because of the tzipui. Or, the Iba Yisema, another way to understand the Chachamim, is that they agree with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer ka'amri. The Rabbanan are talking to Rabbi Eliezer. My daitech, what's your svara to not be mitar the mizbechos because they're asu l'nachas, and you need to learn it from a pasuk of Adama? Mishum de mitzupin, mivata bata tzipuin kabayhu. What, do you think it's because of the tzipui that I would have a havamina that they're tamei? Nah, the tzipui is bottled to them, and it's not mekabel tuma anyway. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that they're not mekabel tuma. It's obvious that they're not mekabel tuma. So two drastically different readings of the Shita of the Chacham. Either the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Lazar and say that they are mekabel tuma, or the Chum disagree with Rabbi Lazar and say, not only are they not mekabel tuma, it's obvious that they're not mekabel tuma. I don't need a pasuk to tell it to me. Amr Bivo, Amr Rabbi Lazar, Tamidei Chachamim, Ein Or Shel Gehenim Sholetes Ben. Tamidei Chachamim, even if they did Averos, the fire of Gehenim does not consume them. Kal v'chomer mi salamandra. We learn it as a kal v'chomer from a thing called the salamandra. Uma salamandra shatodas esh hi, v'salamandra, which is created from esh, that burns for 7 straight years. Hasach midama ein or shaletus bo, and someone who puts some of its blood on his skin, it's fire, it's a fire retardant. Talmidei chacham shekol gufan esh, talmidei chacham who are entirely comprised of esh. Dichsiv halo ko dvarai ke'esh nu'um Hashem. My words are like fire, Hashem says. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so are going to be saved from the esh of Gehenim. So Amrei Shlakish ein or shalgam shaletus b'poshe Yisrael. The esh of Gehenim is not going to be sholet on the poshe Yisrael. They're going to go to Gehenim, and Avram Avinu is going to go and save them. Kal v'chomer mizbeach hazav, and it's kal v'chomer mizbeach hazav. Ma mizbeach hazav sheinu lav ela ko'ovi din or zav. Just like a mizbeach hazav, which only has a little bit of zahav on it, just the thickness of a dinar, and they would burn ketores on the fire every single day, and kamashana minor shaletus bo, and somehow it didn't burn up the mizbeach. It didn't burn up the gold. It stayed perfectly intact, even though and in the zechus of that one mitzvah of burning ketores, poshe Yisrael shemalei in mitzvahs karimon, the poshe Yisrael, who even though they're poshim and they're terrible and they deserve Gehenim, but they're full of mitzvahs like a rimon. Even poshe Yisrael have many mitzvahs. Tuchsiv kepela karimon rakaseich al tikrei rakaseich al rekanim shabach. It should be read as those who are emptiest. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so their mitzvahs will protect them from the orishal Gehenim. This is probably referring to the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that Avram Avinu is going to go yank all the Poshe Yisrael out of Gehenim, with the exception of those who marry a non-Jew, those who are Moshech Ba'ar Lassam, those who deny the Emunah Ba'Hashem, meaning the basic tenets of our religion. They believe in other religions, and those who deny the Jewish connection to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shachter has a beautiful piece in Eretz Hatzvi about how those four particular things make up the character of the Uma HaYisraelis, that a person can have Kedushas Yisrael, Afal Pishachata Yisrael, who still have Kedushas Yisrael, but he will lose his status as part of the Jewish nation. And as part of the Jewish nation, that's who Avraham Avinu is looking for to recognize, to pull out of Gehenim. Hadron Alach Chomer B'Kodesh, Sligla Masech Chagiga, and let's just finish off with the last two main points of the Masechta. So we have, now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Shulchan is Mechaper for us instead of the Mizbeach, and the last main point is the Or of Gehenim is not going to affect Talmidei Chachamim, who are entirely made out of Or, and the Or is not going to be Sholeit on Poshe Yisrael, because the Zuchus of their many mitzvos will protect them, Kal v'chomer, from the Mizbeach, whose chus of a single mitzvah managed to protect it. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll move on soon to a new Masechta.